Greetings, everyone. This is Apostle Diane, and I am part of the Restored Government of God. Today we're going to talk about the blessings of discerning and heeding the voice of the Lord. We often hear people say, "How can I know the voice of God if He's speaking to me?" Well, let's look at what Jesus said in John chapter 10, verses 1 through 5. How that the sheep of his pasture know his voice from the voice of the stranger, which they will not follow. So let's start with verse 1. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door, the designated port of entrance into the covenant and kingdom of God and kingdom of heaven, he that enters not by the door, Jesus Christ, the straight gate and narrow path that leads to life, but climbs up some other way, contrariness to the word and commandments of God, which is Satan's alternatives to faith, which is aspirations, the same as a thief and a robber, which steals the grace of God for themselves, being earthly minded and misguided by Satan's deceptive voice, as he twists the word of God, just as he did with Eve. For he is the thief and the robber of men's souls and of God's soul, just as he robbed Adam and Eve of their light, stealing also from God, providing other interpretation, which is not of God. And this is the knowledge the false religious system still beckons to today." Verse 2. "But he that does enter in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Jesus Christ has entered into heaven, where he sits at the right hand of the Father. He is the author and finisher, the steward and captain of our salvation. To him the porter opens." A porter is one that controls or gives entrance into a building. "The Holy Spirit, as he sets God's seal of ownership and identification on us, as we reciprocate to the grace of God with faith. And the stewardship also is the porter that provides the means of entrance into the kingdom of God and of heaven. And his sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out." Each of us, I think at one time or another, has heard the Lord's voice, grace, calling us out of the world by name. I remember being awakened in the middle of the night to what I thought was my biological father's voice calling my name 3 times. But he wasn't there. It was the voice of my heavenly Father calling me by name. Verse 4, "And when he, the shepherd, puts forth his own sheep, those that carry his seal, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. They carry his seal and his testimony. Jesus goes before us today in grace and truth, and we hear him in the voice of his stewardship, which preached the gospel and doctrine of Christ." So what's the difference between what God's stewardship preaches and what false leadership preaches? Very simply, truth. Truth speaks of those things that are consistent with God's character and likeness, not man's, and with God's purpose for increase, which is fruit, and not man's purpose, which is to increase himself, and also consistent with God's plan concerning our salvation through the design and mediation of Jesus Christ and building together with him his kingdom as one body of faith and one spirit, and not man's plan, which is after his own design and mediation as he tries to earn his salvation according to the knowledge of the world, the record of his own soul and signature gifts, the God code, the moral code, and the fruits of iniquity, which is his own works by which he plays mediator to God through his aspirations. That which is consistent with God's character, purpose, and plan is what God's restored stewardship teaches today. The false religious system teaches another gospel, which is of false grace, and carries the perversion of the flesh, which is why it's called the counterfeit gospel. And this is why their gift and offerings and sacrifices can never please God. For lacking the knowledge of truth, they lack the understanding of what God values, Jesus Christ, in our charity, and they give rather to God what the flesh values, which, lacking the witness of the Spirit, carries their own boast as a witness that their gifts are good. Verse 5, and a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This has to do with discernment. The kingdom of God is established on truth, the foundation of Jesus Christ, and is increased through discernment and labor as we submit to God's grace and truth to labor to gain his perception to walk in it. This is the fruit God is looking for. And when he says they know not the voice of the stranger, he's not saying that his sheep are ignorant, uneducated, mindless, or unaware of the voice of the stranger, but knowing the voice of the Lord by consistency of faith with the anointing, they are able to discern the voice of the stranger and identify the source of his knowledge, weighing it on the scale of truth, and flee from him. This has to do with daily training in our cycles of growth, which God prepares for each of us. In today's vast religious system, many are they in over 33,000 denominations who claim to have Christ and be walking with Christ, saying they are being led of the Spirit. But with so many smudged variations of so-called godliness being portrayed in the variables of molding with false grace and the moral scale, much hypocrisy is seen in these forms of godliness, rather than the true unwavering purity and steadiness of Christ-likeness in the spiritually minded. So it's no wonder so many Christians are confused, ignorant of the true grace of God, and unable to discern his voice, which speaks of Christ. Discernment comes by the anointing. And without exercising the ears of our soul with the anointing, which is God's planting and awakening in the conscience by grace, there is no way to distinguish God's voice from the voice of the stranger, who speaks contrast and contrariness to the soul, as he comes to seduce the flesh, to build aspirations of false hope, by decimating faith. That was a word I received. Reduce or destroy significantly, but not completely, to make it barren, lifeless, to lay waste, to the words of our Father. He does this by the influence of the big five, the knowledge of the world, one's own record and signature, the God code, the moral code, and his graffiti of the fruits of iniquity he has etched within the soul, to keep faith separated from Christ and unfruitful, disjoined from God's power. This is why the false religious system is in bondage to their own confusion, thinking the voice of their own conscience and moral code and the preaching of the counterfeit gospel they have lent their ears to be tickled by repeatedly, is the voice of the Lord directing them by another witness. It is not the voice of the Lord, but the voice of a seducing spirit that works with the things that are seen and familiar to the flesh and its lusts, whereas the Holy Spirit works with the things that are unseen, the eternal things above which are in Christ Jesus, the new covenant, knowledge, and sanctified tools which are provided for our daily contact with the Father. In John chapter 10, verse 27, Jesus said, "My sheep, not those of other pastors, but my sheep, which are of my fold, my covenant, hear my voice, and they follow me." By the engrafting of his Spirit in us, we hear his Spirit speaking truth to our spirit. That's the quickening of the Spirit in us. As deep calls to deep, God's conscience calls to our conscience, to be and to remain joined to him, within the parameters of his new covenant. And he says, and I know them, because we follow him in spirit and truth, and do not wander from the anointing, which is the power God has given to us to know him, and to abide as his priests forever in his house. We hear the voice of the Lord, and we behold his face in the tokens and gifts we receive from his throne, grace upon grace, as we continue to daily partake of his divine nature. So by the knowledge and doctrine of Jesus Christ, which we receive from the stewardship of his house, which bears the authority of his name and anointing, we learn to discern the voice of the Lord from the voice of the stranger. The voice of the stranger speaks from the cloud of darkness that weighs heavy upon the defiled conscience and counsels man to measure all things on the broken scale of the moral code, to confess his sins as each new repentance point to alleviate him from that heavy weight of guilt and shame, which he misinterprets as God's voice of affirmation. But in contrast, the voice of the Lord is the grace of God, which always directs our faith to Jesus Christ, not to sin, to weigh our thoughts on his scale of truth, and to walk in the revelation of God, which purifies our conscience from all offenses and works of iniquity. Jesus also says in Matthew 7:15-16, "Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. These are such as lure men into temptation and vain imaginations with their false prophecies, that seduce the flesh with false promises. Strangers to the covenant who say they are of God, but are not. God's promises and blessings are in and by, and for the increase of Christ in the soul, never for the increase of the flesh. Jesus says you shall know them by their fruits. And this is how the sheep of Christ's fold identify the voice of the stranger, by their fruits. For theirs is not the sweetly filled fruits of charity, but the foul and bitter taste of their own corruption. God knows us by our fruits, even as we also know one another by their fruits. For God sees Christ in the heart of the faithful who walk in his ways by the perspective of God we gain through each cycle of growth. And he smells the sweet fragrance of his Son upon our lips, which gives glory to his grace in the name of Jesus. Those who abide in Christ and daily take up this covenant yoke of apostolic stewardship, the anointing, and maintain their responsibility of faith to God through his holy Second Covenant spiritual priesthood are those who receive the mind of Christ, bear the fruits of his righteousness by daily exercising their faith with the spirit and anointing at his table, and not the table of the world's ambiguity and self-righteous justifications. And so hereby we know his voice and follow him in fruit bearing. John 15:1-10, you can read that. And are thus also known of God as his own. For we labor in faith for the fruit, the mind of God, which purifies the conscience, and not for the fruits of iniquity which are born of the defiled conscience, which is absent the knowledge and fruit of Christ. The voice of the stranger will always seduce the flesh into sedition, resistance of grace, disobedience, pride, justification of oneself, disorder, strife, division, and so on. The voice of the Lord Jesus Christ come from the throne of the Father, whose voice we hear through his stewardship and anointing. And he says in John 12:48-49, "He that rejects me and receives not my words has one that judges him, the word I have spoken, and the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak." Knowing the voice of the Lord is essential for us to walk in his righteousness that pleases God. The more we train our ears to remain inclined to the voice of the Lord, grace speaking of Christ, the more we learn to discern and trust in his word, in his voice, identifying it from the voice of the stranger, which will always suggest alternative paths to faith by reason and direction of man's own logic, imagination, and pleasures, as he tempts the flesh to find gratification at the world's table of knowledge, to satisfy their own beastly appetites, while disregarding the soul in the eyes of God and its need of cleansing, nourishment, healing, and completion at Christ's table. The more we give heed to the voice of the Lord, the more we experience a fullness of joy as we rest in his comfort and reciprocate with charity, knowing that our works of faith and charity please God. In prayer, I ask the Lord what I might share concerning when do we hear his voice. And thus far, I have written a list of 12 times, which I'd like to share for your edification. And I've got them numbered, so I'm just going to go ahead and read them. When we awake from sleep, and he seeks a kiss of charity from us. When he asks us to join him early at the altar in prayer. When he speaks to us through the 9 tools, as we behold his face therein. What about in the assemblies? Even pre-assembly preparation time, do we not recognize his voice of grace, which meets our heart of faith at the altar of Christ? Do we not also hear the Lord's voice in the mouth of his steward? What about in times of resistance? Do we not discern and heed his voice in the anointing, guiding us to his throne to gain his perspective for overcoming? Do we not hear the Father's voice in our charity and in the charity of the brethren also? Does his voice not comfort us and settle our souls with his peace when our faith is being tested, that we may enter into his rest? And when the Spirit is filling our lamps with oil, new oil each day? When our faith returns to the Father full cycle with increase, we can hear him say to us, "Well done, good and faithful servant," as he rewards our choices of faith with more gifts from his throne. We hear him speak to us in dreams and visions, words of knowledge, words of wisdom, and other manifestations as the Spirit bears witness to Christ's work in us. And in the powers of Christ, the elements of the gospel that assist our faith and testify that we are his true sons and daughters, his true church, children and joint heirs with Christ, to whom belong the promise of ruling and reigning with him for 1,000 years in his kingdom on earth. And I'd like to encourage you to also make some notes of your own reflections as you're hearing the voice of the Lord, as it is joyfully edifying to see how often and in the many ways he speaks to us who know his voice. And finally, I'd like to end my teaching with John 10:27-30, where as he says, "Whosoever hears my voice and receives my words and has my commandments and keeps them, they are my sheep who hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand, because we know his voice. And my Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." And that ends my teaching. Thank you for listening. The Lord be with you.